good evening. You're in tune to the Meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the Meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with me than any other place on the planet. And my blessings and thanksgiving for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, and pray that you are always inspired to go deeper, to reach higher, to stand in the light of the truth of the all that you are as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of absolute and supreme intelligence, for that is what we are here to accomplish. Quiet as is kept. And in this now moment, it's ever more essential that we consciously care to be essential, that we consciously care to be mattering in life itself, to be in a place and space where we are not just succumbing to the manipulations of other ones, but that we are very deliberately, intensely intentional in walking in the integrity of the truth of who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, for there is nothing greater than we will ever or should be accomplishing than to truly tap into and cultivate and give of the wealth of ourselves. Under a global initiative of depopulation and genocide, where we are being tested, being politically, economically, mentally, socially manipulated to feel as though we have some degrees of entitlement, or that we really do not have any degrees of entitlement to live a real life, a life in the light of the truth of the ones that we are, a light in the glory of the all that we are, a life that is truly demonstrative of the height of beings that we are, the quality and the substance of ones that we should be walking in the integrity of as a result of the strength of those that we have come through. And regardless of the situations and the circumstances and the political and the Jim Crow and the racism and all of that, we are still responsible for walking in the light of who we are as intelligences of existence itself. And intelligences don't kill themselves. Intelligences should not be in a place where we are co-conspirating with our own demise. Intelligent ones should be exalting a full effort in our living, our loving, consciously caring to honor and glorify the light and the truth of the ones that we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, to realize the one real eye that sees through every eye, and to be the grace and the blessedness upon the planet as a global humanity, embracing the brotherhood and the sisterhood and the oneness of all humanity with all other orders of existence itself. But in light of the defamation, in light of the desecration, in light of the defilement, in light of the bastardization, the usurpation, and all of that, then yeah, we're in a now moment where it's time for us to get a grip on what it is we're living for, because you are literally not just skating on thin ice, you have already been condemned to death as a result of the fulfillment of law. The law being that where you have been co-conspirating and laying the foundations and sowing the seeds for sickness, illness, disease, and death as your livelihood, is that which you've been educated, licensed, and certified and degreed to do, to be the creators and the managers of disease and death and whatnot for the profiting of other ones through the pharmaceutical companies, the biotech companies, and all of these other ones who feel as though they're so smart, they're so intelligent, they're better than all the rest, but then they don't have the wherewithal to create a greater way, a greater wellness, a greater healing for everyone. See, nobody is authorized by the intelligence of existence or the creator's will to be the legislators and the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as multi-trillion-dollar economy. And as a result of participating in such a travesty that has created the pandemic of heart disease and cancer and upper respiratory issues and diabetes and obesity and stroke and fibromyalgia and all of these other issues that people are going to the doctors for, refusing to take responsibility for what we are and what you all should be doing for yourself, for yourselves, and to come to a point in place where we realize that no education that does not teach us how to feed or to have a system that has put in place that which is the essential for the cellular oppression of children, put in place that which ensures the progressive degeneration of the people as opposed to really facilitating the progression of the people, then there is nothing that you could do that makes sense except to get realigned in the right purpose of being directly. Being purposed and rightly aligned with the forces of life, the intelligences of existence, that which beats our hearts and breathes us, to come to a point and place where we are realizing how blessed we each are with each and every breath, to come to a point and place where it truly matters to us that we consciously care to matter in our now moment, that no ones, no scientists, no white ones, no miseducated ones, no religiously defunct ones should be in a place where they can make decisions for masses of people. And then you all are following these people. You understand? So the intelligence of existence that beats your heart and breeds you, has designed you divinely, has designed you to the degree to which no virus or bacteria or whatever should be able to wipe you out. The only reason people are vulnerable and susceptible to this thing they call coronavirus or whatever they want to refer to it as, this is a manipulation. And it's not to say that the virus doesn't exist. It's just to say that the virus is not strong enough to be a pandemic. The pandemic is what we've already seen, the pandemic of addicts and the pandemics of those who are pedophiles and murderers and liars. And you understand? So I'm just saying is that there's a spiritual impoverishment that is a sickness. And those ones, whether they're billionaires or scientists or whatever, who are so spiritually impoverished that they feel as though money justifies their greed, justifies why it is they should be generating multi-million dollars and trillions of dollars killing people. And so I'm saying that's not really even a frequency of about money as it is the frequency of about how distorted and defiled their blood is to put them in the place where they think that they can truly prosper at the detriment of other ones. That God has appointed them God over every other point of itself to determine who lives and who dies. To be so pompous that they cannot admit their error. And for us to be in a place as masses of people who have contributed to the collective wealth, the billions of dollars of all of those who have it, as a result of what they've produced that the masses of people have partaken of, to come to a point where we stop partaking of the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar, the artificial colors, the artificial flavors, and all of those things. That would be the foundational boycott to have. Why? Because it allows for your body temple, designed by the intelligence of existence, to right itself, to cleanse itself, to be in a place where then you are in a greater mindset to choose that which truly nourishes you, oxygenates you, hydrates you, mineralizes you, puts you in a place, in a space where you are truly regenerating, rejuvenating, revitalizing, healing, and becoming whole so that you can get off those pharmaceuticals. You don't have to have any more surgeries. As a matter of fact, you could actually live without doctors in hospitals. Or the number of hospitals that you have. You have more hospitals than you have educational facilities. You know, where we should be literally cultivating the light of these beings as opposed to co-conspirating with their cellular oppression through the vaccinations and the inoculations and, you know, creating all of that which showing up as autism and speech delay, this and all of these issues that these children are having. How can they be the perpetuators of any other lineages when they will consistently be in a place where they are going back and forth and back and forth into these trauma centers and never being given the support to know how to truly live or to truly heal or to reverse these issues when they are reversible. The issue and the problem is that you don't know God. See, everybody talks about God or denies God, but God is life. God is that which blazes the sun and has the earth spinning. And people don't want to talk about God, but you want to be in a place where you think that the forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil, you understand the oppression of masses of people through religion and government and business and capitalism and whatnot, that it can just be counterbalanced by people petitioning and lobbying and whatnot. You cannot address the wickedness of a system of things by applying yourself through the system that's created it. You understand? There is no recourse that we have except to come to a point in place where we'll accept the integrity of the truth of who we be as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence. But if you don't want to be supremely intelligent, then you will miss yourself, because that's the truth of you, regardless of how much pollution you have in the bloodstream, how much occlusion you have, how much toxicity, inebriation, intoxication, see, that kind of thing, it can be reversed. But see, most people don't think that they can really be completely cleared and cleansed and purified and renewed and rebirthed and regenerated, rejuvenated. You must be reborn again. You were told that. But who told you the process? It takes much more than just calling on the name of Jesus in order to do it. You have to literally create the blood of Christ, the bloodstream that bears no violation of violated beings, no inebriants, no intoxicants, no artificial colors and flavors, and all of these behavior modifying substances created by those who have a disdain for you, a hatred for you, would prefer to see you intoxicated, inebriated, out of sorts with yourself, that makes them feel superior to you, when there is no superiority or supremacy except in absolute love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power. And then there's the wholeness that comes as a result of it. And we should be applying ourselves towards the wholeness. We should be caring to be in the light of the truth of the ones that we are as these points of this absolute and supreme presence. Because that's what we would be if we leave, when we leave the planet. And the question is that after all of these years of you doing all of the things that have undermined your cellular functioning to the degree to which you are dependent upon pharmaceuticals and doctors and procedures and surgeries and whatnot, then can you even get out of your body alive? Most of you are in such a disdain with your life anyway because of the oppression that is taking place at the cellular level that you don't even feel well. You have no joy in your life. And the whole point of living is to know the joy of being directly, being joyful and being in the blessedness of what being is. And the infinitude of possibilities that are inherent with it. But being under a society that is aloof to the responsibility in being these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, then it's hard to get leverage over the systems and tools of oppression that put us in a place and space where we are anesthetizing, inebriating, intoxicating, stupefying ourselves as a way to cope. And I'm just saying, this is how we know that our behavior has been modified, because it is not the nature of an intelligence to dumb itself down, to render itself dysfunctional as a way of protecting itself or defending itself against those who would usurp its life. The now moment in which we are in is calling for our right response to it. And the right response isn't just putting on masks and gloves and bathing your skin in bacterial soaps and all of this stuff that's going into your bloodstream and that is compromising your immune system. Everything that these people have told you to do is in detriment to yourself. There is no real protection that we can get as a result of social distancing, you know, closing the churches, closing that, all of this because of some virus. Oh, this is it's a trick. It's a trick. I don't see how y'all don't see it, but I do see how you see it. Because what? because your faculties of knowing are blocked and obstructed from the residues that come from feeding off the carcasses of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens and hens and monkey brains and all of these other things that people are eating all over the world, and put them in a place in a space where they have less of themselves as a result of it, when we are here to really experience the more of ourselves, the divinity of ourselves, the miraculousness and the mystique and the mystery and the beauty of it all. And so our coming to a point and place where we take our gaze off the ground and firmly ground ourselves in the soils of truth while we are reaching evermore towards the light of this absolute and eternal sun, to be in a place and space where we are spiritually charged in knowing the divinity of being and having a right understanding and understanding with the beauty of it all, and to come to that place and space within our own bodies, hearts, minds, lives, and souls, where we care to be true reflection of the divinity of existence, and to have that divinity womb manifesting and manifesting as the order and the light and the healing and the wholeness and the limitlessness of our own lives. But if you don't care to walk in the light of the truth of yourself, then you definitely will not. If you believe everything that media, social media, the CNN, the Fox, all of these things, the Times and all of the reports, and knowing that these people can spin it any way they want to spin it other than right, and then they will fire any of the real journalists, you know what I'm saying? They just flunkies saying whatever needs to be said in order to manipulate your consciousness. And they're stupefying you and anesthetizing you, dumbing you down by feeding you all of this garbage in the first place. But the other aspect of it is that you must come to an understanding of realizing the karmic debt that comes as a result of the violation of billions of creatures. That those of you who work in the slaughterhouses and the feedlots and whatnot and driving these animals to their slaughter, and those who are actually doing the slaughtering and whatnot, this is the first line, this is ground zero of where all of the virus and bacteria and all of this starts. But they don't want you to really understand how compromised you already are. And that's what I'm saying, is that when you feel and know that you're feeding off the carcasses of dead animals filled with pathogens, and even if the meat has been irradiated, and most of it isn't, you understand, then there's going to be some sickness, some illness, some disease. The fact that you're eating it is the evidence of the sickness and illness and disease that is already there in your mind and your consciousness and your spirit, that you can continue to do something that undermines you, to continue to do something that facilitates the massive pandemic of sickness, illness, disease, despair, degradation, inebriation, intoxication, violation, and all of this stuff. And then they want to talk about how many people, a handful of people dying from COVID-19, when you got, they've never publicized the amount of people who are dying every day from heart attacks. They've never publicized the numbers of people who are dying from strokes every day. They've never publicized the number of people who are dying daily. So y'all are all comfortable with it, even though it affects all of our families. And so in this now moment, we have the opportunity to really get a grip. We have the opportunity to realize it's not your hands that you should be washing. It is your blood. It's not, and not to say don't wash your hands. You wash your hands, but the issue is that daily cleansing, you brush your teeth and you bathe the outside of your body, including your anus, but then the rest of your body, you're consistently contaminating with more of the carcasses, of the flesh, of the mucus-producing stuff. Anything other than fresh fruit and vegetation and herbs and water and sunshine and love and devotion and forgiveness and care. Anything other than those things will have its own negative impact somewhere in your body chemistry, in your consciousness, in your mind. And so we have to come to a place, if we care to thrive, if we care to truly live, if we care to flip this script and turn this tide, to be in a place and space where it truly matters to us. that we're willing to be completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified to be made whole so that we are facilitating the rise of our global humanity, the reinstatement, the reconciliation, the harmonization of the will of existence with our own personal will to be whole. To always be in a place where we are expanding in our consciousness, our conscientiousness, our care, our love. To be on the front line of the order of the ages. See, the new world order that these people are consciously trying to establish so that they're chipping everybody and vaccinating everybody. And these scientists, these ones who have already proven the impoverishment of their spirit and their love and their care, they should have no power in your life. But if you don't care and you feel as though these people have authority in your life, then you are in idolatry because you've forgotten that these people did not create you. They don't beat your heart. They don't breathe you. They don't blaze the sun. They don't have the world spinning. We have no obligation and duty to them. And so our now moment is calling us to rise. Our now moment is causing us and calling us to really assume and remember the stature that we should have as men, the progenitor of lineages and wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, to be in a place and space where we know that duty, obligation, responsibility as beings is to exalt life and the perpetuation of life and our lineages. And everything and everybody does that. The rats do it, the cats do it, the dogs do it, everything does that. And so our now moment is ours to rise and to claim, but to be under the auspices of social and political and economic manipulation, you know, gives you the opportunity to make decisions as to what you're living for, what really matters to you, how do you care to be in this now moment. And if you do care to be, I know a lot of people are really tired of living, and it's not really the living that you're tired of. You're tired of dying. You're tired of your pain. You're tired of your sickness. You're tired of your illness. You're tired of not feeling good. So if you're that tired, don't be willing and rushing towards death. Come to a place where you will embrace the fullness of what's available to you with each and every breath and every beat of your heart, to be completely cognizant and conscious and conscientious and reaching for that which is life. Fresh air and sunshine, forgiveness. You understand? So it's about our fulfilling duty, obligation, and responsibility to really be about the truth. To know the truth, to live the truth, to love the truth, to be in honor of the glory and to honor the glory of the lineages that we represent, to be in a place and space where we're invoking the greatness of who we've come through, consciously, caringly, deliberately, intentionally, being in the high ethic and uncompromising integrity of the who that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme presence and intelligence that is all there is. And our base studies is about who we are, what we are, why we are, how we are, but we should have been supported in knowing how we function and knowing how to really facilitate optimum cellular functioning nutritionally. A people who undermine their people are people who undermine themselves. We don't have to worry about, you know, other ones from outside these borders doing anything to us. You understand? But we should be in a place where we are willing to do what's in our own best interest, because serving the best interests of the one is serving the best interests of all, because we are all in the oneness of existence itself. And there is absolute law, an absolute order, an absolute love that is the victory and triumph. And if you cannot love yourselves, then you cannot love anyone else. If you would prefer to be in a place where you're creating cellular dysfunction, disruption, oppression, then there's no way that you can truly love, because you are not honoring life, the gift of life and the gift of intelligence that is permeating and penetrating and activating and enlivening and programming every atom and every cell of your being. Our now moment is a now moment of eternity that puts us in a place of duty, obligation, and responsibility to be real men, the manifestors of the will of God, and real womb men, those who speak and act with the heart of God. And to know that our right alignment and harmonization in our divine masculine and our divine feminine selves, irrespective of your sexual preferences, see, sexuality is only really active for a very small part of your life. But being in a place where we don't allow any passion or desire or lust or whatever to control us to the degree to which we are out of alignment and harmony with the purposes of our being, it gives us an opportunity to literally ensure our continued existence upon the planet and beyond the planet. When we really see and conceptualize and visualize and realize that the planet itself is spinning in the space that is eternal, beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and that we've come to the earth through the wombs of our mother's spot by the divine sacred fluid from our fathers, that our background and our foreground and our absolute reality is divinity already. It's eternity already. It is the actuality and the factuality, and there's nothing that these people can do or those ones can do to really thwart the reality that the progression of existence is in harmony of the whole and the wholeness, and that which does not support it cannot be maintained and sustained as a part of it. This now moment is ours. To claim and to reclaim the divinity of our being, to consciously care, to walk in the light of the truth of the all that we each are, to see beyond race and color and sex and nation and gender and all of that, to embrace the divinity of being directly, and to be in a place where we are loving and respecting the right of beings to have the right to their lives. And the practices that we have gotten used to in the traditions of a death culture, in feeding off of slaughtered beings and whatnot, and slaughtering these beings and wasting the resources of the earth to maintain and sustain beings that you're just going to create sickness, illness, disease, and then kill them and feed their body parts to people, to understand that that is not the work of God, that that is the work of those who are godless, those who are not realizing the realness of what purpose in being is. And for those who've lost their inherent purpose in existence, those who've never known, those who won't seek it, ask for it, knock for it, apply themselves to rediscovering their lost light, then there is really no purpose in their being, and they're completely expendable. And so get clear about what it is you're living for, what it is you want in your life. And I am here to encourage you to want and care and be determined to walk in the fullness of the truth of who you are as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of absolute and supreme intelligence that is supremely intelligent, and to know that your time is a now moment of eternity, and it will always be. You're in this place and space called now with the heraldess of the eternal and the voice of our resurrection. This is Adama. In the meeting of the inner circle, right here on WRFG 89.3 FM, Atlanta. Good evening. This is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you are encouraged and inspired to meet me here Tuesday nights. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, I am so grateful that you prefer to be right here with us than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency anytime that I'm on air or anytime that I'm speaking, you're always there. I'm so grateful and so appreciative and always in prayer that you are being ever more inspired, ever more motivated, ever more encouraged, ever more of the more that you truly are. Anytime I come to the airways, I am always speaking to the issues of our liberation, our resurrection, the prerequisites for our being qualified for continuance in existence. And it is about living in the light, standing in the reality of being in the presence of that absolute and supreme intelligence, whose intelligence is all there is as existence itself. For the light is the only victory possible, the only sovereignty over the darkness, the chaos, the sickness, the oblivion, the gloom, that which is the world conquering rampage to have us divided and conquered, so that we, as a global humanity, are no longer properly oriented in realizing the oneness that we already are in. And we have to be reminded that our lives are our gifts and there is no greater gift. That we who live in this now moment are the beneficiaries of the gifts and the lives and the sacrifices, the realizations, the revelations, the epiphanies, the victories, the triumphs, the service, the labor, the ingenuity, the talent, the skills, the abilities, the wisdoms, the intellectual property of so many ones, that we would never be able to name all of the ones whose lives are already benefiting us. The issue for us is to be in a place where we are intensely intentional in being the ones that we are, in laying foundation for our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, and all of those who've yet to come, on behalf of all of those who have come before us and the ones that we've come through. So even though we have our individual trials and triumphs and victories and challenges, there is absolute law that governs all of life itself. Absolute law that lays foundation for the peace, the delight, the joy, the rejoicing, the healing, the wholeness, the salvation, the deliverance. And as we are intensely intentional in being completely cleared of our violations, our transgressions, our trespasses, and to be in a place where we are consistently letting all that stuff roll off of us like water off a duck's back, to be in a place where our hearts are getting lighter and lighter so that we are responding correctly and directly to what the need is in our now moment, which is to be truly revivified in the light of the truth of the all that we each are, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence, whose intelligence is absolute and supreme. It is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is all pervasive, it is ever present, it fills all spaces, and we are each so gifted and so blessed to dwell in the reality of its presence. And being present as its presence, being very mindful that we are these points of that presence, is that which allows us to stay focused, to get focused, stay focused, and be in a place where each and every day we are truly progressing in uncovering, self-discovering, self-realizing, self-actualizing, and being harmonized within the will of existence, following the laws of existence, exalting a full life's urge, mastering ourselves and our emotions and our lusts and desires and passions and whatnot. We are upon the planet to have the experience of evolutionary soul development while we are on the planet, so that when we're leaving the planet, we have graduated the class of Earth residency. We need not continue to feel as though the only thing that we have to look forward to is the continuous cycle of birth, death, and rebirth, and having to die each time we live so that we can come and live again and go through that whole process again, when the reality for us is that we are already present with lifetimes of experience, lifetimes of challenge, and now it's time for us to understand how to invoke and call forth the strength of those life's lessons to be able to truly be benefited in those by those lessons in this now moment, to realize that there is a real eye, an absolute eye that sees through every eye, and that our practicing should not be a practicing of death and disease, but the practicing of dwelling in the presence of the absolute, the practice of being present within the presence of the absolute, and caring to fulfill duty, obligation, and responsibility in shaping ourselves, our character, our virtues, to be harmonious with who we are as these points of the presence of the absolute. And for whatever our situations and circumstances are in this now moment, we've all had something to do with it. And we may have had help in creating whatever we are experiencing, but the reality for us is that we shouldn't be in a place where we allow the situation and circumstance to bear heavy on us so that we have forgotten or we are in a momentary lapse of acknowledging dwelling in the presence of the absolute and understanding that our blessing is the gift of being present in the presence of the absolute. And that requires a conscious care to dwell there, to lift your mind there, to turn things off that discourage you and oppress you and suppress you and depress you and put you in a vibration where you are attuned to all of the degradation and the deprivation and the starvation and the killing and the murder and the violations and whatnot. Because the more you focus on all of that, then it becomes very difficult for you to really acknowledge the order of existence when you are focusing on all of the disorder. And it matters our perspective, because as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, we dwell on this massive spaceship called Mother Earth. But as big as she is, she is only as big as the period at the end of a sentence in relationship to the rest of all there is as existence itself. And so for whatever the chaos and disorder that we may see from the limited frame of reference that we have while we're on the planet, we are at the same time immersed in nothing but absolute order and law. And there's much more of that order and law than there is chaos. And the chaos only exists as a result of the violation of the law and the order. And that it will not continue indefinitely, because everything has to come to order. And we all have the opportunity to participate in being ordered as we consciously seek to do the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, so that we are cellularly liberated, as the methodology of oppression has been to oppress us at our cellular functioning, being made out of trillions of cells that are water-based and intelligence. And intelligence has its own perfection. And in order for us to have leverage over situations and circumstances and conditions and a world-conquering rampage that is depopulation and divisiveness and genocide and whatnot, then we have to be very, very mindful, very intensely intentional in focusing on the absolute reality, as opposed to our being consistently drawn into the temporary, the temporal, the corporal, that which will find its end. And for those of us who are in maturity and even those who have not come to maturity. Based upon how we're living on a day-to-day basis, we are laying foundation for not only the substance and the quality of our lives or the lack thereof, we are laying foundation for how we are leaving the planet also. And we all recognize that leaving the planet is destiny, but we are not all necessarily realizing that we should not be leaving the planet through the doors of death, per se. And this is a very key component of where we have to consider things, because we may have already lived over half our lives. And if we have not been living, exalting a full life's urge, if we have not been focused on dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, if we have not been mindful of the oneness of existence and the oneness of humanity, regardless of hue of people and ethnicity and religious orientation and socialization and education and economics and whatnot, if we have been distracted and have been divided within ourselves and undermining ourselves, then we've got to come to a point where we, if we care, and I do care, I care for me, I care for you too, understand that we are coming to a point where we are gaining greater and greater inspiration, motivation, strength, and determination to be in a place where we are truly living, exalting a full life's urge, doing nothing to undermine ourselves, consciously caring to invest in ourselves, and in investing in ourselves, we are no longer participating in the anesthetization, inebriation, the intoxication, and the violation of our own bloodstream and our own body temples. That this is the way that we are able to affect the greatest most expeditious harmonization that's possible without having to spend tens of thousands of dollars in airplane tickets and conferencing and workshops and all of that, because the bottom line is that wherever we are, we always have the opportunity with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts to attune ourselves to that which beats our hearts and that which breathes us. We have so much confusion going on, in that I have had several conversations with people over these last few days since I was on air Monday night, Tuesday, before day. And people are online doing all of this research and still being in a state of confusion as to what they should do for themselves. And so when we care to really know the truth and see it, we have to set a precedent, because you can spend so much time reading other people's thoughts and opinions and theories and all of that, but it is going to be the greater good of you where you are wholeheartedly, absolutely committed to absolute truth. And you are on fire for absolute truth. Because we were told to know the truth, and the truth would make us free. And that is not the same as doing all kinds of research and having all kinds of information and knowledge. Seeking education is not the same thing as having a wholehearted desire for absolute truth. Doing research online is not the same thing as having a wholehearted, intensely intentional, uncompromising, unwavering desire for absolute truth. Because that energy of desire for the truth gives you a whole nother degree of opportunity to come to that which is the truth, as opposed to just coming into other people's research and information and depending upon their ability to make the proper references or inferences for whatever information or knowledge or education that they themselves pursued. and they may not have ever pursued the absolute truth. So we're in a place now where it matters what we're asking for. It matters what we're seeking. It matters what we're attuning ourselves to. And that's why I make it my business that when I come to these airways, I am not coming to deal with just all of the foolishness of the politics and all of this, even though I am consciously seeking to connect the dots between the politics and the lawlessness and the amount of sickness, illness, and disease that we are experiencing as a global humanity as a result of we having so many ones who are vying for selection and election as government, but they have not applied themselves to the absolute truth. The absolute truth in terms of what the purpose of being on the planet is, the absolute truth as to who they are upon the planet and what their greater gifts are in terms of knowing the will of existence, that we all have purpose in creating, facilitating, and participating with the wholeness of existence itself. Nobody is authorized by the intelligence of existence or the Creator's will to be the legislators and perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood. This should not be our contribution to this life by as a generation to have been complicit and complacent with our own genocide because we refuse to clean ourselves up. We refuse to exalt a full life's urge. We refuse to transcend, transform, and transmute situations and circumstances into our greater good by coming to a point where we were intensely intentional in being restored, in being completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, revivified, and resurrected as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence. And we cannot wait and depend upon those who are out of alignment, those who have not shown that they have any real love and care for the law. We cannot depend upon those who are in government and those who are in education and those who are upholding the churches and those ones who are out of alignment. We cannot look to them for that which is guidance towards being restored in the light of the truth of that which we truly are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. So I am consciously sharing with those who will reach for me for life support to remind them that you are first a spirit that dwells in that body, and you are here to align yourself with the laws of God, the ways of God, the virtue and characters of God, so that you can be who you are as the God or goddess that dwells in that temple. We are not here as eating machines. We are not here to indulge ourselves in every wickedness that is possible so that at the end of 40, 50, 60, 70 years of being in the path of adulteration, then there's nothing of us left. That is not destiny. That's the tragic date with fate as a result of being programmed and miseducated, disoriented towards the purposes of existence itself. And so where we consciously seek to be whole, where we consciously seek to be healed, where we consciously seek to be in a place and space where our life has real purpose, it has real substance, it has real meaning and significance in our now moment to honor and glorify that which is beating our hearts and that which is breathing us on behalf of those whose genealogy we have inherited. You understand? See, our genetic inheritance in our DNA is where the root of our prosperity really lies. And because we have been socialized to feed off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, MSG, aspartame, Equal, Splenda, white sugar, alcohol, tobacco, beer, all of this stuff, it puts us on a DNA lockdown where we are not able to access the fullness of the gifts that we have come into this world with. And so as we are doing the cellular clearing, cleansing, and purification so that we are working consciously, harmoniously towards our own liberation as whole beings directly, then we have to consecrate ourselves towards the purposes of existence. It is not enough to be scared by what the doctors have said and the diagnosis and be filled to a disdain because you're on so many meds and you've just tired of being on meds. See, that will motivate you to change your life, but it is not necessarily going to be enough to give you the oomph that you need in order to do your due diligence on a daily basis in clearing, cleansing, purifying, renewing, consecrating, which is the commitments you're making to walk in the light of the truth of the absolute and supreme intelligence that you indeed are. You understand? Because everything don't get you the same thing. When we're dealing with absolute law, it matters what you're asking for. It matters what you have a value for. And when we don't have a value for ourselves, except by virtue of the things that man has made that we can possess or that we can add to ourselves, add to our resumes, add to our bank account, our net worth. You understand? That is what is part of the issue in terms of our not being supported in self-unfoldment, self-actualization, our not being properly educated to have an understanding and an understanding as to what the purpose of being on the planet is. This is why we have to commit ourselves wholeheartedly with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts towards being fully realigned and reattuned to the laws of existence directly, because this is where the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, this is where the healing, this is where the happiness, this is where the delight and the joy and the prosperity, this is where the focus comes, this is where the maturation and the maturity and real eldership and wisdom and light. This is the path to our deliverance after being under siege for generations. In order to be successful in this life, you have to come into the integrity of your true self. There are those who have made it their business to shape our understanding about what success is, about setting goals and having a plan and following the plan and doing business and all of that. And people do all of that without ever having made commitments to really honoring and glorifying the intelligence of themselves. We can get through school and get through college and get through all of these other supposedly higher echelons of education and matriculation in the educational system that never properly oriented us as to who and what we are as human beings. What is our capacity? What are our capabilities? And how do we have optimum cellular functioning so that we are able to tap the 100% of our brain capacity? Nobody has properly oriented us in fulfilling duty, obligation, and responsibility in self-actualized. And so we have to do this for ourselves. And there is so much available to us now. So many ones who are making their realizations, their revelations, their epiphanies, their information and whatnot available. But it is still going to be based upon your own inner work, your own clearing, your own cleansing, your own purification, your kicking everybody out of your body temple that does not belong there in terms of the amount of nitrates and nitrites and BHA and BHT and all of the chemicals and all of the worms and the parasites and the organisms and the viruses and the bacteria and all of those things that have set up their living in your body temple. Insulated in all of the excess mucus and all of the fat and all of the excess waste. And we have to be willing to get to the essence of ourselves, willing and caring to come to our most potent selves, our most powerful selves, our most dynamic selves, our most divine selves, in order to truly be successful here, based upon being under a world-conquering rampage that is genocide, that is divisiveness. And we cannot do anything against ourselves or anybody else. We can no longer feel entitled to support the violation of other beings and then feed off their body part and think that we because we like how that makes us feel. It gives us some girth and some heaviness and some muscle and some fullness. It is no justification for why it is that you would bring violation and charge that violation upon your own bloodstream. And I know that there are those, and I've talked to some of the youth this week, who are like not feeling that there is any law. You understand? And that's the trick, to put us in position where you think that because you're doing research online and you can find that other people's research that justifies why you should be eating the flesh of a dead animal, that that is the truth. And that's why I'm saying is that we have to have a wholehearted desire for the truth and to know that the truth is not going to undermine us in the long run. And to know that information, knowledge, and belief systems and whatnot are not sufficient for our wholeness and our healing. That the commitment towards wholeness and healing has to be there, not just to information. The commitment to law has to be there. The commitment to light has to be there. The commitment to truth has to be there. The commitment to cleansing and being cleared spiritually, emotionally, and mentally has to be there. We are whole beings. We are not just body parts. And the whole is greater than the parts, the sum of the parts. So it matters your orientation. It matters what you're asking for. It matters what you're saying into yourselves. It matters that you are in a place mentally and spiritually and emotionally where it matters to you, that you walk in the fullness of the all that you are as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of absolute and supreme intelligence, and that you are willing to do whatever it takes to be an honor and a glory to the lineages that you represent on behalf of the intelligence that beats your heart and that breathes you in alignment with that which is necessary for our true salvation and deliverance in our now moment of eternity. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection
and heraldess of the eternal.